Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. La Villita sits on some of the best real estate in San Antonio. It's in a sweet spot downtown, but stroll through those cobblestone streets on most days and you're not going to see a whole lot of foot traffic. It can be pretty quiet. The city of San Antonio wants to see, they see it as a great asset that's not meeting its full potential. The shopkeepers like it just the way that it is. What do you think about La Villita? Would you like to see more hip restaurants and art shops there? Or activities, or do you think the city should just leave La Villita alone? Call in at 210-614-8980, 614-8980, and you can also email us your comments and questions at thesource@tpr.org. We're joined in the studio with Jack Knight. He is the president of the La Villita Tenants Association, and on the line we have Sebastian Guajardo. He is the special projects manager with the City of San Antonio Department for Cultural and Creative Development. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you.
So,
thank you very much.
Sebastian, tell me what the city is looking at. What do y'all want to do?
Well, based upon previous studies that have been completed over numerous years, we would like to implement the recommendations from those studies and issue a request for proposals so that all artists throughout the city may apply to come in and have a tenancy within La Villita. And in doing that, we want to change the mix of the tenancy so that it mirrors and it tries to achieve the mission of Maury Maverick back in 1939, that La Villita be an arts and crafts village.
Jack Knight, you are the president of the La Villita Tennis Association. You and your wife have a art studio there where you all sell your artwork. How long y'all been down there?
About 11 years.
How did y'all first get the shop at La Villita? How did that work out?
We were at the Starving Artist Show, noticed that the building was vacant, inquired about it, wound up applying through an RFP process, and were approved and began business about 9 months after first noticing the building was available.
Did you have to reapply every so often?
We had an initial contract, and we renewed that contract several times until 2013.
All right, so Sebastian, so Jack and his wife, Alice, have been down at La Villita for 11, going on 12 years, working hard, doing their best, putting out artwork and talking to tourists and making San Antonio special. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with somebody having a business and selling art in La Villita. But, however, the city issues these RFPs to allow everyone to apply. Jack Knight, in particular, he states that they have an art gallery. However, if you go walk into his shop, you'll find a lot of mass-produced items there. They're not handmade crafts or handmade arts. Our vision is to have artists and craft persons open up shops there where they sell handmade crafts as well as works of art.
Jack, you want to respond to that?
Well, we operate under our contract, yes, and our contract provides us to have gift items in addition to the products which we make ourselves.
All right. Okay. So you don't dispute that point. So, Sebastian, I mean, it seems like, you know, La Villita, it's right there, right downtown, across the street from Hemisphere, which is going through its own redevelopment. We've got all those shops there. It's a beautiful location next to the Riverwalk access. Millions and millions of people walking down the Riverwalk don't even know that La Villita is there as they walk right past it. We have on the other side, we have the CPS building. That's getting ready to be vacated and turned into a new hotel. So there could be an opportunity for, what, a renaissance for La Villita? Is that what you're looking for?
We're hoping for a renaissance for La Villita as part of the renaissance for downtown. We would like La Villita to be to support the development of downtown by supporting residents downtown. So we want a place where the residents can come and enjoy some wonderful art, spend time seeing artists creating artwork in working artist studios or in galleries, as well then go and have breakfast or lunch and then go back and spend some more time there. So we would like to be part of the renaissance of downtown. and releasing this RFP, we hope to achieve that goal.
So, Jack, what are the other tenants thinking? Are you guys thinking you're getting kicked out?
Well, the city has made a proposal that defines the different buildings into uses, and they've defined these particular uses. Each existing tenant isn't classified as to what they are, but the consideration is that in order to stay in the building that they're in, they would have to apply under whatever the city has decided that building should be under its proposed use. So the result has been that as many as 17 of the 23 tenants will not be able to reapply for the building they're in as a result of this proposal.
And so 17 of the 23 tenants there, so that's the lion's share of them will be gone. And isn't there I've read a couple of contradictory things. I'm not really sure what it is. So, Sebastian, clear me up here. Don't all of the tenants have to renew their lease by December 2015?
The current leases that we have with the tenants, we renewed their leases last summer in 2013 for 2 years. And in each extension, there was verbiage informing the tenants that they would need to apply to be a tenant in La Vita. And while Jack is correct that we have changed the uses of certain buildings, every tenant is eligible to apply to open if they have a gallery. It may not be in the exact same building they're in, but they could apply for another building. And that the mix that we have, as we talked about, is we're going to continue to have 5 retail shops. We're going to increase the working artist studios from 5 to 9. We're going to have less galleries from 12 to 8, and then we're going to have the restaurants. However, each tenant, if they so desire, can apply to compete against everyone else for a space. So the building that Jack is in, there on the front door, though he operates as a retail space, it's currently said to be used as a gallery. The way it's going to be in the recommended uses is as a retail space. So he could apply to operate a retail space, which is what he's doing de facto now, if he so desires. However, we have the mix created so that we create these nodes of activity within La Vita. And this is something that came from the 2008 urban marketing study that was done.
All right, so we're talking about the future of La Villita, a historic part of San Antonio, right there next to the Riverwalk and next to Hemisphere Plaza and La Villita Assembly Halls. There's so much potential, not a lot of foot traffic there these days, but that could change. But there's a lot of great artisans who have their shops there as well on the city-owned property. Now the city is trying to figure out what's the future path for La Villita, and the shopkeepers there are trying to figure out if there's room for them there. We want to hear from our listeners. Give us a call if you've got some concerns or some ideas for La Villita. What are your experiences there? Are you excited, disappointed? You like going down there? Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about La Villita downtown, the city of San Antonio, looking at some big plans and shaking up, revitalizing La Villita. There are shopkeepers there now on the city property. We're joined by Jack Knight. He is the president of the La Villita Tenants Association. They're concerned about their future. We also got online Sebastian Guajardo. He is a special projects manager for the City of San Antonio Department of Cultural and Creative Development. Let's get one of our callers on the air. Patricia has called in. Patricia, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Patricia Henry. I have a gallery here in La Villita, and I am one of the concerned citizens here also because we've been here a long time and we hate to leave. We know we needed changes. But my big question right now is, what's going to happen to the Little Church of La Vida and their food program that they serve the poor with?
Okay, Patricia, thank you for that question. And Sebastian, Little Church of La Villita, one of the very much loved location in San Antonio.
The Little Church of La Villita is a historic church that was established as a Methodist church in the 1800s. Then it became part of the original St. Philip's College. For the last 50 years, the Little Church of La Villita has managed the use of the Little Church, and they pay 31 cents a square foot for the facility. They have services there on Sundays as well as fellowship on Thursdays. And they will be able to apply to manage the little church, to continue to manage the little church if they desire. We would be in the RFP increasing the rent on that to be able to support the operations of the facilities. As well, we would also require a percentage of the revenues that they would see. Currently, the little church collects $700 an hour for all of the weddings they host there, yet the city does not see any of that revenue. So the little church could continue to apply, could apply to continue to operate the little church if they desired.
Now, she mentioned there's a food program. Does that happen at La Villita or is that offsite?
The little church as well provides a food program out of the building. They are housed in the largest building of La Villita, over 3,000 square feet, which is a significant percentage of the 25,000 square feet we have available. Currently, the recommendation is that space would be utilized for a restaurant. We've been in discussions with the little church recently, and we are trying to work out with them opportunities to ensure that none of their clients would be affected during any transition from the use of that building. As well, we've offered our support to them to potentially find other city-owned properties that they may be able to office out of.
Okay, so Jack Knight, president of the La Villita Tenants Association, what's the mood like? What are the tenants thinking?
Well, each tenant has his own set of circumstances, and so each one is an individual response. There's been no particular lineup of people saying this or all these people saying this. So,
but it seems like they would be concerned, you know?
Well, everyone is concerned, and everyone wants to know or to make a decision about what they're going to do. The action is now in the pending kind of status because we're appealing to the city to reconsider the wholesale slaughter of tenants here by changing out 17 at once with the recommendation which we presented this morning to the mayor and to the council members.
So when you say you're appealing to the city, you mean that the people, the populace?
We're appealing to the city administration at this time.
Okay, the city hall.
And by here, we're appealing to the city people who live here to call in to their council person and get on board with the needs, looking at the needs of La Villita.
All right, let's get Al on the air. Al has called in, and our phone lines are open if you want to join the conversation. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Al, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I believe that La Villita, as part of the city of San Antonio, should consider the wishes of the voters, the citizens of San Antonio, in any decision that might be made as far as the future of La Villita. You know, many of the local residents, myself included, have never attended a function there at La Villita because it seems like most of the things there are for, like, for example, tourists. I know that San Antonio is a tourist attraction, but I think that more things to do with the local community, the city of San Antonio, more functions could be done there for the use of the citizens. Thank you.
All right, Al, thank you for that phone call. Sebastian Guajardo with the City of San Antonio. There was a 2008 study that was done on La Vieta, looking at some of the issues, the bullet points in the executive summary. It doesn't look good for La Vieta the way that it's being run. Call it sort of a mixed experience as people go there. The hours of operation are inconsistent. There's limited parking. All sorts of problems are pointed to here.
Yeah, the 2008 study was very comprehensive, and discussed a number of issues. After that study was issued, the city, we went and worked with the Conservation Society, and we put in new signage throughout La Vieta to better inform the visitors, the different locations. The city also invested over $1.7 million of capital improvement funds to make improvements to a number of buildings. So we did a lot after the report to address some of the issues. What we're doing now is to address other issues, you know, the different opportunities that, as Al said earlier, to bring in more of the locals. If we open this up to all of San Antonio artists, perhaps there might be different artists who have different opportunities to have events or art that the locals will be more interested in. And when we understand that this facility would not be successful only with tourists, the report states that it needs to be local residents coming to La Vieta and coming back to La Vieta. And that's what we want to do. We want them to come back, you know, come and visit the shops, come and eat something, and then come back again to enjoy the restaurant, come back again to see the artist doing the work there. So that's part of our whole desire.
All right. We're talking about La Vieta, and the city of San Antonio is looking at making some big changes to La Vieta, and the shopkeepers that are there now are concerned about what this means for them. If you have a question or a comment, and the number is 614-8980. John has called in. John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. And my wife and I recently strolled through the shops there at La Vieta, and you really don't see many different things than you would if you were to stroll maybe through the marketplace or maybe a shops in front of the Alamo. So, and no offense, I'm sure it's their livelihood, and I don't mean anything by it, but you really do see a lot of the things around downtown San Antonio that you would maybe just going through the shops at La Vieta. But maybe a change would be good.
All right, John, thank you for that call. We appreciate that. Jody has called in. Jody, welcome to The Source. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I tend to agree with the last caller. I've been to a couple of evening events at La Vieta and the amphitheater, and they've been great. But I host people from out of town all the time, and La Vieta is definitely not one of the destinations that comes to mind when I'm taking people to see the crown jewels of San Antonio. And I think that, you know, it's just to me, my perception is it's just a bunch of stores with tourist trap knickknacks, and I think that a change is overdue.
Jody, thank you for that call. We appreciate those comments. So, Sebastian, obviously La Vieta has a lot of potential, but is that what you're looking at, that you just kind of need to put some energy into that, and then maybe you won't have these type of comments, Sebastian?
That's our goal, you know. There's been not just studies, but also we've coordinated this with our other departments, like the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the City Center Development Office, you know, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, it supports their destination essay plan to preserve San Antonio's authenticity, and this will enhance the visitor experience and the quality of life for residents. And then again, it supports the City Center Development Office of downtown being the heart of everyone's neighborhood, you know, being the heart of SA and being everyone's neighborhood. Sadly, as the two callers stated, there is not a diverse mix of goods being sold at La Vieta currently, and we hope to change that. And if the current tenants wish to apply, they can apply to do something different than what they're currently doing as well. I mean, that's what we
well,
want.
But what's the process? I mean, if you're talking about the quality of the work and the diversity, is it going to be like a panel of judges who are looking at what they're going to sell and who are going to oversee
yes,
what
that's,
they do and follow up?
Well, there's two different things to this. So, yes, the application will be rated based upon the quality and uniqueness of the retail or restaurant concept, as well as the artwork or craft work, as well as the experience and the business plan of the respondent. But as well, as Mr. Knight said, what the city has done, a number of these tenants have been there 32 years, 42 years, many, many years, and all that the city has been able to do is either extend their lease agreements or renew their lease agreements. We have not been able to update those lease agreements.
Okay, so real quick, I got to get Mr. Knight back in this conversation. So what do you, I mean, what's going to happen? What are you going to do? You're going to keep your shop? You're going to reapply?
We haven't made a final decision. We're faced with it. We don't know what to do. We started off talking about studies. And the studies that have been quoted, both the 2006-2008 study and even the 2013 Trinity study, are flawed and haven't been addressed. And this needs to be addressed to the city. As far as La Vida not having a diverse mix, I think that the consideration is that the mix has evolved as it has been a destination SA tourist place for so long. Now they want to change it to local emphasis on the market, which changes our marketing strategy.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We've been talking about the future of La Villita. We've got Jack Knight from the La Villita Tennis Association and Sebastian Rojardo. This is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for listening.